Welcome to the AMD GPU Daily, where we dive deep into the latest developments in the GPU landscape, particularly focusing on AMD technologies. Today is March 20th, 2026, and we have some exciting updates to cover, from performance boosts in Linux gaming to some alarming trends in GPU fraud. So let's get right into it. Quick headline overview. 1. Ubuntu 26.04 is set to significantly enhance performance for AMD Radeon graphics users, with improvements in the driver stack and gaming experience. 2. A shocking case of GPU fraud involving an eBay seller who received a stripped-down RTX 5090, highlighting rising scams in the GPU market. 3. NVIDIA's GTC 2026 showcased groundbreaking advancements in AI and computing, including new architectures and platforms that will shape the future of AI. Deep dive on all items. Let's start with the news from Phoronix about Ubuntu 26.04. The upcoming release promises to deliver enhanced performance for AMD Radeon Linux gaming. The benchmarks indicate a noticeable improvement when comparing Ubuntu 26.04, which operates on Linux kernel 6.19 and Mesa 26.0, to its predecessor Ubuntu 25.10, which was based on Linux 6.17 and Mesa 25.2. For those unfamiliar, Mesa is an open-source implementation of OpenGL and other graphics APIs, which plays a crucial role in how graphics are rendered on Linux. The improvements in Ubuntu 26.04 are particularly exciting for gamers and developers utilizing the AMD Radeon RX 9070 XT RDNA 4 graphics card. However, it's worth noting that while performance gains are on the horizon, there are still stability issues with the latest upstream driver code. The benchmarking process encountered hard hangs, which is frustrating, especially when testing the latest hardware. The hope is that with the official release of Linux 7.0, we might see further enhancements and stability improvements for AMD GPUs in the Linux environment. Moving on, let's discuss a rather alarming trend in the GPU market, reported by Tom's Hardware. A seller on eBay was scammed when a customer returned a fully functional low-cost Zotac RTX 5090, but stripped it of its GPU core and memory modules before sending it back. This incident highlights a growing trend in component-level GPU fraud, where scammers remove valuable components from high-end GPUs and return them, often leaving the seller with a worthless card. What's particularly concerning is the level of expertise required to pull off such a scam. It requires specialized equipment, precise temperature control, and expert soldering skills. Reports suggest that these stripped components are being resold or used to retrofit other graphics cards, especially in markets like China, where there's significant demand for high-performance AI hardware. As GPU developers and engineers, this should serve as a cautionary tale. Always purchase high-value components from reputable sellers and inspect them thoroughly upon receipt. Look for signs of tampering, such as mismatched screws or broken warranty seals. Now let's shift gears to the NVIDIA GTC 2026, which recently showcased a plethora of innovations in AI and accelerated computing. The keynote by NVIDIA founder Jensen Huang was filled with exciting announcements, including the introduction of the Vera Rubin architecture, which is a full-stack computing platform designed for agentic AI. This system comprises 7 chips and 5 rack-scale systems, aiming to optimize the entire AI lifecycle. Huang emphasized the importance of extreme code sign, where hardware and software are developed in tandem to achieve maximum efficiency. The new NVIDIA Vera CPU and BlueField 4 STX storage architecture are at the heart of this initiative, designed to handle the immense computational demands of modern AI applications. One of the standout announcements was the introduction of DLSS5, which promises to enhance real-time, photorealistic rendering on local hardware. This is particularly relevant for developers working on graphics-intensive applications, as it pushes the boundaries of what's possible in real-time rendering. Furthermore, Huang discussed the rise of AI natives, companies that are leveraging AI to transform industries. With $150 billion invested in venture startups last year alone, the demand for NVIDIA GPUs has skyrocketed, with Huang stating that computing demand has increased by a factor of 1 million over recent years. As we look to the future, NVIDIA is not just focusing on data centers on Earth. They're also planning to extend this technology into space with the NVIDIA Space One Vera Rubin architecture. This ambitious project aims to establish AI data centers in orbit, expanding the realm of accelerated computing beyond our planet. Closing thought. As we wrap up today's episode, the landscape of GPU technology continues to evolve rapidly. The enhancements coming with Ubuntu 26.04 could significantly improve the gaming experience for AMD users, while the alarming rise of GPU fraud serves as a reminder to be vigilant in our purchasing practices. Meanwhile, NVIDIA's ambitious plans for AI and computing are reshaping the industry, promising exciting developments in the years to come. Stay tuned for more updates as we continue to monitor these trends and innovations in the GPU world. Thank you for joining me today on the AMD GPU Daily. Let's keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with GPUs.